on that day, my emotions were stirred very badly because of an argument with over a difference of opinion with someone. So like other occasions, I turned to the Lord for comfort. I told the Lord that, despite all my persistent praying, my problems still persist, and in fact, my eyesight is worsened day by day. I was very unhappy, and I said that, Lord, I even quoted from Matthew chapter 7 that ask it shall be given, seek and you shall find. But in my case, I prayed to the Lord, but my problems still persist, and it wasn't every day. So I said, Lord, you always proclaim that you love us and you care for us, but I pray to you every day. Let's not talk about seeing you. I said, I don't even hear you. I said, can you say something? Do you affirm something that you really love and care for me? And I wept very badly. As I was weeping, I was blaming the Lord. No, I said, how can you always saying that you love us yet? I don't hear anything from you. Can I hear something from you? I wept very badly. And I kept on sobbing throughout. I knelt down and I think I cried for quite some time. But after a while I thought I was very tired. I started to lay down. But I'm very sure that I was not sleeping, see. So suddenly I heard a loud clap, like a sound of thunder on my ears. And then came this words which made me broke down. Very clearly, the words was, "Child, I hear you." I broke down because it's so comforting. It's so comforting to hear from my father. Now, it was more than a year ago. My eyes condition is still the same, if not the worst. But I still believe, because of what I heard, especially I want to say this thing. I remember Hebrew chapter 11. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So I hold on to these words. So I would like to encourage brothers and sisters in Christ, hold on and persist, because the Lord still loves us. Thank you for taking your time.
That's all, is it? Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for... He heard the audible voice of God, our Father, saying to him, "Child, I hear you." And that brought him a lot of comfort. And when he was telling me, he said he heard a sound which sounded like thunder in his ear. And when he was telling me, he believed that God sent that thunder sound to assure him that it is not imagination, it is not a dream, not that he dozed off and fell asleep and then imagined that he heard God's voice. That sound of the thunder really woke him up, even if he were to be drowsy, right? And he said, he heard God say to him, "Child, I hear you." That's very comforting, that God hears us all the time.